Blog Talk Radio.
You know, Satan threw his best shot, but with God on my side, everything was blocked. Come on and put your hands together as I sang my little song.
my corner, and that's enough. Amen. That was gospel recording artist O'Neill Flakes. Good afternoon and praise the Lord, and welcome to Triplet Ministries Radio Broadcast. Triplet Ministries Radio Broadcast is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. I am excited because this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I hope that you have that same testimony, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And if you don't have Jesus in your corner, if he's not a part of your life and where you can claim him as your personal Savior, I invite you today to repent of your sins and seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of Jesus is his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. I'm just glad about what God is doing in these last and evil days. I'm glad about what he's doing in my life, because one thing for sure, we have to make our calling and election sure. Jesus has called many. He says, but few are chosen. And God has called me as an evangelist to preach the gospel unto all the world. And I thank God for Triplet Ministries Radio Broadcast that is worldwide. Listeners from Italy and Brazil and Kenya and United Kingdom and Italy, all over the world where the gospel is being heard. And I thank and praise God, because that is my calling, amen, and it's my election to be in this fivefold ministry of the priesthood, royal priesthood of Jesus Christ, the Most High God, and to God be the glory. And so I come to you today with the topic of the seven churches we read about in the book of Revelations. We don't hear many preachers preaching on the book of Revelation. We're listening to some feel-good messages, but not what is the book of Revelations all about. What does it start with? It starts with the seven churches, and it starts with John, Apostle John, who was actually on the island of Patmos, and he was inspired by God with this revelation to write a scroll of what he had seen on this island of Patmos that God had revealed to him through his Holy Spirit, amen. And so this is what we're talking about today, the seven churches. And so we want you to get your handbooks out and your pen and paper and write this scripture down, the first three chapters of the book of Revelation. It's the last book in the Holy Bible. Revelations 1, 2, and 3 are what we're talking about today. Our scripture is coming from Revelations 1, our focus scripture, the first chapter of Revelation and the fourth verse. And it reads, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, Lord, lifting your name on high, thanking you for the revelation, Father God, of the seven churches. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your servant, John, who you revealed it to, Lord Jesus, that he could write, that we could read about where we are today and how we can go about a change, making a change, and repenting of our sins, or being recognized for doing what you have called us to do and where you can appreciate and say well done to us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the listeners that will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church today. And that, Father, this word may saturate their spirit and their soul and fall on good ground, and that the profound revelation will be well received, and that they will, Father, repent of their sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And for those that have, Father God, have uphold the bloodstained banner, we ask that you continue to give them strength as you will lead them and guide them on this battlefield, that they can hear you say, in the end, well done, thou good and faithful servant, into now and to the joy of the Lord. Amen. The seven churches. The seven churches in the Bible, it's really profound. It's a deep word that God gave John, and he's given to the church for us to read and to understand why we are in some of the situations that we're in, simply because we are not in compliance to the will of God. Amen. And we must recognize and also accept what God is telling us so that we can get it right. You may be living all that you know. You may be living holy. You may be living sanctified. And you may be living a blessed life. And to you, God says, well done. Continue on the journey until he calls you home. But then the others that are not living the holy life, that have gone astray, have backslidden, Jesus is requiring you and telling you, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So what are the seven churches? Let's talk about who the seven churches are. You will read these in the first, second, and third chapters of Revelations. This word is coming forth for you so you can be aware of the time, aware of the season, and aware of these particular church and churches and the spirits that come with these churches. So what are the seven churches? You're going to write them down, but you can read these in Revelations 1, 2, and 3. The first church that the Bible talks about, Revelations talks about, is the book of, in Revelations, is the church of Ephesus. Ephesus. Then you have the church of Sardis. You also have the church of Pergamum. So you have Ephesus, you have Sardis, you have Pergamus. Excuse me. Fourth, you have Thyatira. Fifth, you have the church of Sardis. Philadelphia is the sixth church. And Laodicea is the seventh church. Wow. So while John is on the island of Patmos, he is writing on a scroll what he has seen in the spirit that God has revealed to him. That's why it's the book of Revelation. Okay? The book of Ephesus, and I'm sorry, the church of Ephesus in Revelation, this is where this church, they endured hardship. They did. They endured hardship, but they also practiced sexual immorality. Jesus had told the church of Ephesus that you have left your first love. You left your first love. And you have fallen from grace. Amen. We hear that, and we've heard where people and preachers have fallen. We've seen it happen. Fall from grace. This last year, we've seen so many preachers be exposed and pastors for molesting children and perverted spirits in the church. Yes. This is where the book of Revelation 1 is talking about this church where John was revealed by God, the church of Ephesus. They left their first love. Read about it in Revelation 1. The book, or I keep saying the book, but in the book of Revelation, we talk about, Jesus talks about the Sardis church. Sardis church. This church, they were faithful even unto death. They were very faithful. Endured persecution. Some people right now, they're enduring hardness, the Bible says, as a good soldier. Enduring persecution. The Bible says you will be hated of all men for my name's sake. He said, but great is your reward, which is in heaven. They hated and persecuted Jesus, but they will persecute you. So he tells Sardis, the church of Sardis, and Jesus reveals it to John, to that church, to be faithful even to the point of death. Endure hardness as a good soldier. So when we're looking at these seven churches, this church, they were enduring hardness. They were being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Is that the church you're in? Are you in the church of Ephesus, where sexual immorality is going on and you left your first love? But you got, you're there in the house. You're going through the tradition, but you're not sanctified. What about the church of Pergamos? The church of Pergamos, they had fallen away from the teaching of God. See, it's better not to know the Lord than to know him and to leave him. Because Jesus Christ says, I'm a jealous God. He says, I'm your first love. And not only does he tell us he's first, he's jealous. And so he tells us in his commandments, thou shalt not have no other gods before me. But Pergamos church, they fell away and renounced the faith. They were attending the synagogue of who? Satan. The synagogue of Satan. Jesus had warned, and he's really warning you and I and everyone today. If this particular church, the Pergamos, that they don't repent, then Jesus would come and he would judge them. The Bible says judgment shall begin first at the house of God. So if it's going to begin first at the house of God, well, what about those that are not dwelling in the house of God? See, the spirits that these spirits that came with these churches, see, are not the building. See, we are the church, and these spirits are either in, we're going to have a Holy Spirit dwelling in us, or we're going to have one of these spirits that we're discussing today in the seven churches. Because some people refer to, I'm going to church on Sunday. No, you're going to mean, and you're referencing the house of God. We are the church. This is what Jesus was revealing to John at Patmos, that these were the spirits that John could see when he was sitting there on this island. So Pergamos, they had fallen away. They had forgotten the teaching. They just fell away. Jesus talks about it in the Holy Bible, that there would be a falling away in the last and evil days. You see it. You seen people, they just renounce the faith. I think it was someone that just recently publicly denounced the faith. They said they just didn't believe in marriage anymore, and so divorce the wife and go somewhere else and get with the same sex. Serious warnings. God is warning the church of Pergamos. If that's you, repent. What about the church of Thyatira? I know a lot of people with this spirit, this church, this spirit. This is the spirit they possess. The church of Thyatira, they tolerate deceptive teaching. Or, you know, it could be a Jezebel spirit in that particular a local assembly. When we reference Jezebel, do your research. The Jezebel spirit is not a woman that wears high heels, red pumps, and red lipstick. The Jezebel spirit is a controlling and a deceiver, a controlling spirit and a deceiving spirit. A lot of times people go to the house of God just because this particular house of God, because my grandmother went there, or my mother went there, or my auntie went there, or my grandfather. Are they teaching the doctrine of Jesus Christ? Are they teaching repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Or are you going because that's where it's the right thing to do, to go to this particular house on Sunday because grandma went there, and I know she went every Sunday, so let me go every Sunday. Well, I have news for you. Grandma is gone. Your grandmother cannot stand, or mother, or whoever you may be following, cannot stand before you, before God, in the judgment. The Bible clearly states, after death comes the judgment. We have to stand before Christ for ourselves, not for anyone else. Now, when you go to, and you have that spirit of Thyatira, it's deceptive. Are you praying five Hail Marys? Mother of God, pray for a sinner. Jesus Christ is Lord. It's not Mary. It's not Teresa. It's not anybody, Mother Teresa. It is Jesus Christ, the true and living God. There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Be it known unto you, Jesus, the great I am, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last. And Jesus distinctively and clearly stated and told us in his holy word, beside him there is none other. Deceptive teachings. You're attending this local assembly, this house that's deceiving you, teaching you things that's not even the word of God. Have you You've been in a house of God, I mean, I should say a local assembly where believers, people come together that believe in the same thing. People telling you they preaching, you think they're repeating or quoting the scriptures, and they'll say amen, and people automatically say amen. Are you sure that word that preacher, man or woman, it may have quoted, is that biblical? Is that biblically correct? Or are you just being politically correct and say, amen, you're just following the leader? If they tell you, Jesus is not coming back, amen, are you going to say amen? No. Be not deceived. For God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's why the Bible tells us, be quick to listen and slow to speak. And when you go to the house of God, hey, let your words be few. Listen and observe. He says, watch and pray. But we know not the day nor the hour for this, when the Son of Man cometh. That's the spirit that's in this Thyatira church that the Revelations is talking about. Is that the spirit in you? If it is, come out from among them, Jesus said, and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. Don't just go along to be with the crowd. The crowd will lead you straight to hell. Jesus tells us that straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. He said, and few there be that find it. He said, but broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction. See, this is a straight and a narrow. You have to keep yourself unspotted from the world. You can't walk with the world and be friends with God. What about the church of Sardis? The church of Sardis. You know, I've gone to some places and assemblies, and I just told someone, I said, I can't do it. Because why? They're just spiritually dead. I have gone, and I'm the only one that's standing up praising God, and I'm the visitor. They're just spiritually dead. This is the church of Sardis. This is spiritually dead. Jesus said we are lively stones, lively, not deadly stones. If you have the Spirit of God, he said you make your boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. The sixth church is Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia, they was praised by Jesus. He said, you kept my word, and you have not denied my name. Glory, hallelujah. Is that you? Is that you, the spirit of Philadelphia, where you kept the faith? You have not denied his word. Hallelujah. And you dare not have denied his name, then Jesus praises you. That's the church and the spirit of Philadelphia. Hallelujah. Last but not least is Laodicea. That's the lukewarm church, everybody. Remember, when you're trying to study these churches and these spirits with each church, think about L for lukewarm, for Laodicea. They were lukewarm. Jesus said, I would that you be neither hot nor cold. He said, because you are lukewarm and you're not hot or cold, he said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. See, you're wretched and undone. And that's where we need to come to the Lord and tell him, say, Lord, I'm wretched. I'm undone. I need to be fixed. I need you to come in, Jesus, and change me. Create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit that I might not sin against you. Jesus don't want a part-time lover. He wants you to love him fully. He says, you left your first love. He said, I'm your first love. That's what he told the church of Ephesus, that spirit of Ephesus. Don't leave me. He said, I'll never leave you, Jesus, nor forsake you. He said, lo, Jesus said, I'm with you even to the end of the world by God. Whew, that's powerful teaching right there. What spirit, what church are you? Read Revelations 1 through 3. Study the word, the Bible says, and show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but rightly dividing the word of truth. God bless you.
You know, Satan threw his best shot, but with God on my side, everything was blocked. Come on and put your hands together as I sing my little song. My corner, I won't be the